And I just pleased, and I'm on my knees, and I'm weeping, and I'm, give me something, you know. Yeah. And nothing is coming to me, nothing. And so when I got up this morning, I opened the book, and he brought, well, I felt this week I can do all things. I said, where am I going to go with that? I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Where am I going with that? Where am I going with it? So this morning, this flipped book, and he said, in Romans 5, and he showed me about justification. Now, I've been saved a long time. I'm not a novice. Amen. But it's something that God is bringing his people to now. Something that he's pulling us to. Somewhere we haven't been. Another step of grace. Another step of something. I can't put my finger on it. I can't name it. I can't. But God is pulling. God is drawing his people. And you should be feeling a drawing now. You really want, you know, you've been to church all your life, most of us. But yet there's something down in our, now it's the Holy Spirit. Bringing us to that sonhood, bringing us to that place that we can be a blessing wherever we go. I don't know, am I saying? I'm a follow those booby. Y'all stand, let's pray. I'm going to follow things. To the best, you know, it's just, I don't want nothing wrote down. I'm tired of programs. I'm tired of knowing who's going to do what. I'm ready for God to move. I'm ready for you to turn a flip if that's what he wants you to do. I'm ready for you to say, like sister comes, and she come in here shouting sometime. I love it. Because I feel like we come here. See, this is not the church. We're the church. We are the church. This is the building that we come to express ourselves. And we done got confused. We think that, you know, this is the church. This is not, we're the church. I'm the church. You're the church. And we are supposed to lift up Christ. And this is the hour I believe that God is going to do something more. And that he ain't moving. God moving whether you move or not. God moving. You know, we still here in America and act a fool if we want to. He going to move right over us. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We was talking also, and I'm going to pray. Why is she praying? Just wait a minute. We were talking, I think, before he came. She was just saying, you know, about where it is now. One of the brethren said about, you know, how things are now. You know, that, you know, we're not persecuted by maybe being whipped and beaten, this kind of thing. But our persecution is here, mostly. But I believe people that's being whipped is there in here. Because it's your mind. Praise. Let us praise God. We haven't been resisting under blood fight against sin yet. Yet. But America, you know, she thinks she's something, but God going to bring her down. I said, God is going to bring her down. He not going to, we need to pray, like brother said, we need to pray for our leaders. Because if they don't get it right, then it make us suffer. But you know, God is who he say he is. And we got to say, God, we trust. We better trust in God. But still, we're trying to find a way to take it off the doors, off the money, off the everything. God is not pleased. You know, this president, this. God told me to pray for this president. He didn't tell me to sit down and have this. He said, pray for your president. So I ain't got, Mr. Trump. Listen, God put Mr. Trump. No, yes, he did. I said, yes, he did. God put Mr. Trump. He raises up kings and brings down kings. Then you get up and say, well, God do everything he needs. No, God didn't put. Yes, he did. He put him there. And he did something nobody else has done. He made Israel the capital, you know, the Jerusalem the capital of Israel, whatever. You know, he did things that other people didn't have the nerve to do. Amen. Now, he's not a righteous man. No. No. But God can use who he want to use. You ain't so much either. He'd use you. He called you when you were nothing. You didn't see nothing in you when God called you. Come on now. If he want to use you, he can use him whoever he want to. He uses a donkey. I'm telling you. I just, Brother Byrne, my heart is I want to go on with God. I want to go on with God. And I want you to go to, I tell my church, come on and follow me. I want to live where you can follow me on. Praise the Lord. That's what, sister, I do, sister. Praise the Lord. And you know, I tried. You have to be careful. when people get to speak to Sister Davis, oh, no. No. I don't even let them give me an anniversary or whatever it is. It ain't because it's just that I'm just a person, a piece of clay, a drop, Jesus drop. Jesus drop. And when he drop us all together, we make one. Children of God, let us stand. Father, you know, I'm not an expert as long as I've been up here. But I offer myself to you today. I ask you to help me, Father, to feed your people. That's what it's all about. It's not protocol, Lord. It's not the words that we speak. It's not our education. It's you. It's you. And I want the church, when we come in, to praise you. Don't have a certain hour just to praise you, God. We need to praise you. We need to praise you. We don't need to look at our time clocks. We need to praise you. We need to praise you. We need to praise you so much that sometimes we're staggered out of here and don't know what time it was. Oh, my God, we need to praise you, God. And I'm looking for that day, and it's right at the tip because I know the saints are feeling it. And I give you praise and glory, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for my brother and sister. They don't know how much it means for us to have them in our presence. My dear brother, God has sent you here on a mission, another mission. It's not what you thought. God is sitting there, told me, said, when you preach, get him to pray for the people in this place. Because I done told him, you know what I'm saying? Sometime over to him and let him pray for the people. I know what Jesus want to do. I said, I'm here to see what Jesus want to do. I'm looking for, Paul said, I come to you not in just words, but in power. God is power. He's a powerful God. Oh, God, let us as Christians begin to seek him that he can be what people need. Not because we, one man asked me, I went to the store, he said, oh, so you say, you know, I had my hair in the same way that I'm you sanctified? Oh, yeah. He said, what religion are you? He said, you Baptist? No, he said, you Pentecostal? Yeah, Pentecostal, whatever. He said, kept on saying, I said, brother, you know what? I'm going to tell you what religion. I'm a Christian.
There you go.
Woo! You want to stick on a Pentecost and a Church of God on me, fine, but I'm a Christian. I'm striving to be a Christian. I don't want to be nothing but a Christian. That's what they call it, Antioch. I want to be a Christian. Amen. And so he said, well, praise the Lord. So I said, praise the Lord. But he's a minister out somewhere. Minister. I bless you, brother. We, you know what I'm saying? People think I'm crazy, I guess, but that's all right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you just give God another praise before we begin? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him another praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, here we go. Turn around and say, I love Jesus. Tell somebody that. I love Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to be here long because I'm going to give Brother Eddie time. But I'm going to minister this to you. Will you be seated now? Praise the Lord. I want you to say with me, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ. Now, we say that all the time. That's the very Philippians 4:13. Most Christians know that verse. Huh? Most Christians know that verse. So you can go through your trials. You can go through your tribulations and all these things that's happening in your life. Now, you just said you could do all things through Christ. But I found out as I begin to study this and as I begin to, Lord, rake in my life over. See, I don't try to rake nobody else. I rake me. I got enough in me. I said, Lord, help me. Praise the Lord. So I went to, and I read Romans many times. We're going to go to Romans 5. Come on, let's go together. Romans 5. We're going to start with the verse first. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through. So we have access. Now, you know what it says to us, don't you? By faith and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have access through him. It's nothing that you have done that earned anything. You know, there's none that's righteous. No, not one. All in Jesus. He's been so wonderful. He gave us success by faith. You don't have to. And sometimes, you know, you be down. I'm not saying that. You don't understand what I'm saying? You going to your father. And I told him one time when I was walking, I said, dear Lord, I said, I called Jesus. He's my brother. I didn't have a father. I wasn't taught about a father. That's why it's so important for you to be fathers. Don't see first is you. And so it makes us a stunt of best father. I'd love to hear your testify about your father. What you don't understand, that's father is. But if you don't understand about a father, you won't go to him. But I found I have access. No matter what I go through, no matter. I hallow your name. I pray the prayer all the way through, you know. They say that ain't right, but hey, it's right for me. Praise the Lord. He said you have access. Father owns. What in the world? If you had a father that was the king of afraid to go and ask him for anything. No. No. You go and I had a fiat and a what the mother thing, you know, infant, what's that? My son had one. What's that daughter, you know what I'm saying? And you know, listen, and you know this is King so and so. I'm not saying now, I'm not preaching now, you got to have this stuff now. Come on, stay with me now. Stay with me. Your father can do anything. I serve a God that do anything me through. Hallelujah. So don't be crying for me. Hallelujah. Just say, God, hallelujah, give me trial. I need grace, Kay. I need grace. Wasn't him, I couldn't do nothing. I ain't crazy. And the thing about it, well, I can go in no matter what I feel. No matter what people say, I can go in. Success, you know, you shouldn't be down. You say, oh, that woman make me so sick. I just took the... Tell him just what you feel. You talk to him, you know, thee, thou. Come on, get them things out, child. I pray without ceasing. You thee and thou. Come on. Father, you are my God. Dollars. You just say, well, thou, it's all top. No, you say, Father, I need $20. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's get real. Let's go and follow him. Praise the Lord. Don't sit in church every... Let's grow. And it's not easy. They step and tell you that, they're lying. No, it's not easy. It's not easy. And they rouse us. They rush us down and say, say uncle. Say, no, that devil dog. No, you going to be done rouse this dude down. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, your hip may be out of joint when you come out of this thing. I'm telling you, pray, but I'm telling you, coming out. I say you coming out. God is getting ready to bring you out. Because we got Eddie. When you talk about you got access, I can go. I can go. Hallelujah. I'm feeling bad. She hurt my feelings. I can go to God. That he spoke to me. I told the Lord something. And I'm going to see God move today. Because it's God. May we never get so high. Grow in Christ. Stay a child. Be humble. No matter how. I often say that a lot of times. I just say, oh, that's supposed to be. Hey, you got the F. You could be able to tell me. You lovingly. You know what I'm saying? Well, she's talking to me. I'm the pastor. And that's why we in trouble. What is that word? People got to help them. Everybody got to help somebody over. You told me what it was. Come on. Not a mentor. What is that? Thank you, sister. You know what I know. You got to help someone. If you're too big... You go back to the altar. You too big. You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody that can tell you something. That we used to get prayer partners. You know, you get people that's close to you, you're more likely to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I said, and when you can tell somebody, you know, I had a friend. I love her. She comes with that thing around for a couple years. And the Holy Ghost told me, he said, you better get rid of that. I go, you know, when he would say something about, I said, oh, Jesus. So one day we was on prayer, and I told my, and I said to her, I said, sister, I have to ask with the Lord, you know. She around, skipping around, I'm sitting down here acting a fool. I said, please. And she knew it. She grabbed me around the best She's the best. I'll be wrong. She said, I know you saved. You know what? You said, you get up, you say, you say. You got to live. You got to love. You got to love so that love hurts you sometimes. You got to love. You can't hear nobody. You in a bad shape. Don't forget that. We got access. We can go to our lovely, wonderful Father. And we down to my Father. It's grace. Where we stand. Say, I'm standing in this. I'm rejoicing in hope. And you got to rejoice in hope of the glory of God. This is something glory in. See, because they do nothing. See, when we get the fact that he's up, no. He got to go just like he did Job. He got to go and ask. Don't believe that now. He got to go ask. So where we are, we're going to rejoice for that tribulation. I need patience, Lord. What? You know, brother, I'm just not a very patient. I need patience. You won't. That's how your trial going to be. So if you got up, I must going to get a lot of this stuff. And patience and patient work experience. Now you can tell somebody else. It ain't to have my shoulder, you know, out of place. Can't raise my arm. I know what it is. Playing. She ain't going to say, my arm hurt. I'm just who I am. I just believe Jesus can do anything. And I prayed for people many times. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. I'm expecting for God to heal you. I'm expecting that you can't believe you did. Now, y'all came to see Sister Davis and be with the saints, but God sent you here for something else. Gospel to this great God. If he can give us access to the Father, he can do anything else too. He can do anything. I said, if his blood covers us, it can do anything. One time, Brother Eddie, I had fasted 21 days. This ain't got to do with it now. And the Lord told me on the have prayer with these people. These people I knew, really knew. So I was down praying in the Spirit of the Lord. When I was this pastor, I said, the Lord told me to pray for you. The same. I didn't know what to do with that. I said, oh, okay. So I just kind of, so she said, well, the saints have already prayed for me. She died. Discerned the body of Christ. Just because I've taught my church, your healing can come with a Baptist hat on it. It can come with a Baptist hat on it. Or a Presbyterian hat. You can't tell God who to use. God use who he want to use. Don't be such a, well, you know, they ain't from my faith. And you go home and die and get sicker. You was at church. And I'm telling you. I know I've done this. We was at church once and I had my, you know, when I used to preach, my voice would just go out. I mean, I couldn't. I preach and the next day. You know. So this little brother, a little Baptist brother, he came to the church and he was ministering. And he said, you know, I noticed that when I lay hands on people, they get well. I said, wow. So he started preaching, you know, and everything. So he told me, so we had let the service out. He was going, I said, wait a minute. Didn't you say that you let, you know, did you say that? He said, yeah. I said, pray for my throat. He prayed a simple prayer. Because when God give you a gift, can't nobody take it. You can use it. He laid hands on my throat and prayed a simple prayer. I ain't had that since. That's been 30 years ago. God taught me from that. That I don't look at you because you Pentecostal. I don't look at you because you Baptist. I don't look at you because you Presbyterian. I don't look at you that way. I look at you as a child of God. If you say you love Jesus, we might kind of go, but I know, hallelujah, if you love God, you my brother. Yeah, you're striving. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, beloved, you feel better? We got to wait. You know who made it? Let me hear it. Let me hear it. This morning, we talk about Jesus, but he's more than just the word. He's the one, hallelujah, that's keeping us day by day. He said, and experience hope shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which he's given unto us. But when we were Jesus, Christ died for the ungodly. He didn't wait to get you, let you be, you know, all up in everything. Enough. Don't let the enemy tell you, well, I'm going to wait till I put this down. You'll never get good enough. Know that Jesus Christ finished it at the cross. Thank the Lord for this. I'm not going to. Did I have anything else down there I want to say? And I kind of put down one more step of divine grace. I just wrote it down for me. He is and who I am. And if you understand who he is, you understand he's in you. Can't no devil in hell. I say can't no devil in hell. He was a devil worshiper. Again. And they asked Fred. He said, I fear God. He said, but ain't no devil, because he said testimony about how he would get out of his body and go to neighborhoods, territories. And the church is not aware. I wasn't aware of Winsfield. Y'all didn't know that? And I expect they're going to be picking out folks Halloween. Now you got this thing. I said, we need to get serious about this thing. If the enemy is ruling over our children, talk to people about nothing. They think, you know, they think fornication and adultery is tell you, me and my fiance went out, so ain't did no married and nothing. We went out such and such person. Something has happened to us. We can't sit up here and pretend we don't see it. It ain't to the sinners, it's to the church. Wouldn't court that. We could even say sex in my day. It was a bad word. Thing. I got a ring, and you need some paper. He died. That ring ain't getting you nothing. I think the women is the silliest ones. I mean, let's get down to this thing now. Come on now. Come on now. If you keep, I had Brenda the third child. I didn't get a ring. By the way, this is my ears. And I didn't get a ring to Brenda. I think the Brenda was born. Yeah. A piece of bread. They're talking about a ring. But you know, we are living in the, say, listen, it's time for us to be true to what you know. Now, if you don't know nothing, that's different. But that God is who he said he is. That God wants you to live what? And you need to go and find out what's wrong with me. Those things I don't preach because you do this and it ain't the people's heart. They doing it because you told them. Because this is who I am. And I want you to be who you are. I don't want you to do things because somebody, the spirit of God that's in you should tell you to do something. Yeah. That person that's in you, living in you, down to the bottom of your feet. Let it be. So we have excess, and God gave it to you by grace and by faith. Praise the Lord. I hope you learned something. I hope it give him time. I want you to pray for whoever needs prayer today. Brother Hearn, would you come? Praise the Lord.
Holy Ghost, I feel God here spoke to us through the teaching of his word that comes to my mind and in my spirit is Adam. When he's treason against God by directly disobedience, the first thing they went and hid themselves. They ran and apologized. Instead, my question to you in the spirit is, what are you hiding to know? And the reason I say that is because God, you can be made strong. I feel the Holy Ghost where he wants you. You have walked into the parlor of the door. The door is opened. And he says, can I put the light and the glory of my spirit? Can I peer into your life? Can I have access to that that you want no one to know about your weakness? Because when you can confess that weakness, not to me as minister, not to Sister Davis as minister, but to God as your shepherd of your soul, that's access beyond imagination. Where the healing flows. I don't believe that there's a person in here And I'm not going to do this alone. I'm going to have Sister Davis help me. But I would like for you, if you want access, step out and work your way around this congregation. And you can begin to form a line. And me and Sister Davis are up here. But as you walk that walk, the longest walk that some of us will walk in our relationship with God, they tell me, is coming from the aisle to the altar. But I'm going to make it a little further today in the Holy Ghost because I feel it. I want you to confess some things to God, not to each other, but to God, as you begin to walk and line up, and we will lay hands on you. Now, it talks about in the scripture when you take of the body of Christ unworthily, and I know truthfully that unworthily is talking about when we take the sacrament and we eat the little thing and we drink. Well, you know what? You are the body of Christ. And if you have accessed and you see these things and know these things in your life and you have went there unworthily, it says some of you are dead. He said, I couldn't know. What's telling me is some of you are like Sandelson and you are yet alive, but your head got shaved somehow through some of the things. And God says, I want to grow the hair back upon your head my way, not your way. I want access to those small things that don't seem very important to others, but to you, they've gotten great big and mushroomed up in your life. And now they're blocking the light that flows through the door of your spirit. Do you want that access? Who be first to stand and say, I'm beginning a new journey in my life. I want everything God's got for me. And I don't want it no other way. I'm going to talk to him as I walk. And I'm coming to him in a new way. Because I got to have that authority. I want that dominion. I want that might. And I'm walking a walk. That don't make you a sinner. That makes you a saint. That makes you somebody say, God, I'm willing for you to examine me today. I ain't gonna be the old man. I want newness. I want that access talked about me today. Would you pray? Let's do this a little bit more.